Former PC MHA and Cabinet Minister Nick McGraw has secured the nomination for the seat in Lab West. Now, the seat he held until losing it in the 2015 general election. That defeat follows his resignation from Cabinet over the controversial Humber Valley paving contract. The Auditor General said he pushed through cancellation without properly documenting it and without telling the Premier. Nick McGraw joins us live by phone this morning. Good morning, Mr. McGraw.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Fabulous. So tell us why you wanted to return to the House of Assembly now.
Well, I guess I've stayed involved in politics on the side. I sit on the Municipal Council here in Labrador City, and I'm very involved in my community, as I have been for the last 42 years in different ways. And you listen to the people, and what I'm hearing from the people is that they are saying to me, Nick, we need your voice back at that level. So I'm willing to give it another try. The people are the ones that speak.
And do you think voters will look past or look beyond the troubles over the controversial Humber Valley paving contract?
Well, I think that's in the past. What happened happened. I still maintain that I did absolutely nothing wrong. Some of the comments that the Auditor General have made are not accurate, but it is what it is. And I think the people in Labrador West who know me and know me well realize that I didn't do anything wrong. Anyone who understands politics understands what happened there. So I've moved on from it, and it's a dead issue in my eyes.
So there's nothing that you would have done.
The general public feel the same.
Yeah, if you had to do it all again, is there anything you would have done differently?
The only thing that I would have done differently, the same results would have happened. But the only thing I would have done differently is I would have had an email trace, which I didn't have, and that was my mistake.
And, I mean, we did hear a little bit in the news from PC leader Chess Crosby, but I will ask you, you do have support of the party's leader.
I certainly do, yes. And since Mr. Crosby has become the leader, actually, I've had a fairly close contact with him. We don't talk on a daily basis, but we certainly have a good relationship. And I think that Mr. Crosby has enough trust in me that he thinks I can do the job and do it well.
And what are the priorities for your district, in your opinion?
Well, you know, there's different priorities in every district. And because I've stayed involved on a municipal level and certainly a social level within the community, I see what the issues are out there. One of the major issues here in Labrador West certainly is mental health and addictions. And I've worked very closely with the mental health and addictions groups here, as well as the employees within the different departments. We were desperate here because of our regionalization within the province. And this is a money community. It's a money district. People make very good wages here. And unfortunately, the drugs are readily accessible. And that's too bad, but it's a fact of life. So that's a huge one. One of the other big things that I hear an awful lot of here outside of the post-secondary education, which is, again, huge because we have zero presence here right now for post-secondary education. And the curriculums that are offered in the College of the North Atlantic here, I feel should match better the industry here. Also, another big thing is a lack of government presence. We had an office here when I was the Minister of Labrador and Aboriginal Affairs. We created an office here for Labrador and Aboriginal Affairs, and the present government has taken that out. Whether that's because they lost the seat or not, if it's playing politics, that's not for me to say, and it's really not my concern. My concern is to get some government presence back into Labrador West. And that position, although it was in one department, it navigated the people through every department. And the person that was in the job did a phenomenal job. She was a fantastic employee. And it's too bad to see that office was shut down, and it was shut down the wrong way. So those are some of the issues. You have your other issues in the district that certainly are in most districts in Newfoundland and Labrador. Healthcare, we have four doctors leaving this month, and that's really going to have an effect. It's going to be impossible to get a family doctor here in Labrador West. So the recruitment and retention of medical staff here is a huge issue. Always has been. And to me, and what I hear from the general public, is that you need someone who can articulately bring out the issues. And everybody can debate, but if you can't debate effectively, then you're not effective in your job. And I feel I have those qualities.
And Mr. McGraw, we did speak with Torngat Mountains PCMHA Leela Evans earlier this morning about a troubling video that she released to her social media platforms that came out of Humber Valley, came out of Goose Bay.
Happy Valley,
yes, exactly. Systemic racism, I mean, what's your sense of it for the district that you're vying for?
Yeah, well, we don't get a lot of that here in Western Labrador, but I certainly am a strong advocate for the rights of the Indigenous people. Labrador has four different groups of Indigenous people now, and it's so important that they be recognized and treated fairly. I mean, I watched that video that Leela put on, and I was appalled to see what was happening there. And I'm sure that Mayor Anderson will do a full investigation there, and it'll be interesting to see what the outcome of that is. But Wally certainly knows the Indigenous people. He represented them in the House of Assembly for a long, long time, and I'm sure their justice will prevail there.
And Nick McGraw, I thank you so much for taking time to speak with the VOCM Morning Show this morning.
Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to let people know what my part of my mandate is. And over the next while, they'll certainly hear more of my mandate. So thank you very much.